Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. We're doing the chapter Babu Ijra'i Ahkami Nasi ala al-Zahir wa Sara'irihim ilallahi ta'ala. The chapter on passing judgment on outward actions of people whilst leaving their hidden actions, in other words, the internal actions, to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What's important is to note the Bab, the chapter that Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi has brought here. Very important. The way he worded his chapter, Babu Ijra'i Ahkam in Nas, when it comes to the outward ahkam, when it comes to the outward actions of a person, then on that is based judgments. And when wasara'irihim ilallahi ta'ala, when it comes to the internal actions, then that is left to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In other words, that's not something that we can make a call on. We don't have x-ray machines. This is on the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He knows what's in a person's heart. So this famous hadith of Usama bin Zayd radiallahu anhu, it is not good to note that in which chapter Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi has brought this particular hadith. As Usama bin Zayd radiallahu anhu narrated, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam sent us to Al-Huraqa, a branch of the Jurayna tribe. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam sent him, Usama bin Zayd radiallahu anhu, as a battalion, as a jamaat of mujahideen to this tribe. We attack them in the morning at their watering hole. Early morning, people are all going towards that place where they get water from. So at that area, when the people were going, that's where we attack them. A person from the Ansar and I approached a person from these people. But when we overpowered him, he said, there is none worthy of worship except Allah. When we overpowered him, this person said, La ilaha illallah. There is none worthy of worship except Allah. The Ansari then held back. Now it was a confusion that they attacked this person. And when they attacked him, then he said the kalima, La ilaha illallah. What do we do in a situation like that? So then he's saying, Hazrat Usama bin Zayd radiallahu anhu. What's also very important to note is who is reporting the hadith. The person that did the action is reporting the hadith. When you'll understand, and we'll understand how honest sahaba were. If we happen to do something and we made a mistake, we won't go report it to anyone. We won't report it. We'll say, hey, don't tell anybody this happened. We'll want to hide it. Obviously, if it's something that's not good and not to be known, then it should be hidden. But generally, if we make a mistake, somebody corrects us and somebody else can learn also from that mistake, we're scared to tell anybody. Why? Because we're more worried about our reputation. Here's Hazrat Usama bin Zayd radiallahu anhu. How honest, how fair that he narrates this hadith, exactly what happened. So anyway, moving on, Usama bin Zayd radiallahu anhu, he's reporting what happened. And he's saying that there was another Ansari also, that's a person from Madinah Sharif. And when this enemy, so to speak, said, La ilaha illallah, the Ansari held back. He got caught by surprise. This person is appearing to be a Muslim. His outward actions, or his outward words now, is a declaration that he is a Muslim. But until now, we taught him to be a non-Muslim, an enemy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he says that the person from the Ansar held back, but I stabbed him with my spear until I killed him. When we returned to Madinah Sharif, this information reached Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he asked me, Oh Usama, did you kill him after he said, La ilaha illallah? After he said, La ilaha illallah, that he testified, there's none worthy of worship except Allah, did you kill him after that? So he said, Oh Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he merely said it to save himself. In other words, now he passed a judgment call on this person's internal side. So he's telling Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this man just said it so that he can save himself. In other words, he wasn't a true believer. Now we know iman is something that got to do with the internal. So now this is what Usama bin Zayd is telling Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He did it to just save himself. In other words, now he's making a judgment call on his internal. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Nabi alayhi salatu wasallam said, did you kill him after he testified there is none worthy of worship except Allah? He continued repeating this question until I wish that I had not embraced Islam before that day. He said, Rasulullah sallam kept asking, did you really kill him after he said, La ilaha illallah? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam kept saying this, that did you kill him after he said, La ilaha illallah? Hazrat Usama bin Zayd radiallahu anhu said, that I wish that I only accepted Islam after that day. What is meant by this is that when a person accepts Islam, then all his past sins are forgiven. So in that light, he said, I wish I accepted Islam after the day. So even the sin of mine, of killing somebody who said, La ilaha illallah, even that sin would have been forgiven. I just hoped that I had done that. Now look, he made a mistake. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam corrected him. He's not hiding it. After how many years? 1400 years approximately, more than that, how many years later, much more than that, we are still seeing this hadith. Thousands of people, millions of people read this hadith, halal, heard this hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what he had told him. Nabi alayhi salatu wasallam reproached him, but yet the fairness and the honesty of sahaba is this, to narrate an hadith wherein they made a mistake, and such a big mistake, but yet he is narrating it so that we can learn from it. And this is what you call honesty, truthfulness. According to another narration, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that, did he say la ilaha illallah and you still kill him? So I said, oh Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he merely said it out of fear of my weapon. He saw my weapon, and out of the fear of my weapon, he said la ilaha. In other words, again, in this other narration, he's explaining that Hazrat Usama is telling Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that he didn't have iman. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in that narration says that, why did you not cut open his heart and check whether he really had, or he really meant what he said? Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam continued repeating this question until I wished that I had only embraced Islam on that day. Nabi alayhi salam told him, what was the words? That, halla shaqaqta an qalbihi hatta ta'lama qalaha amla. Why did you not cut his heart open and see whether he actually said it out of fear for you, or he really meant what he said? He said, Nabi salam kept on saying this, that why didn't you cut his heart open and see inside his heart? In other words, to teach us that internal things, leave it to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We can't decide on the internal of a person. That is between the person and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal, many lessons to take from here. But one lesson is, things that are between a person and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we leave that. But what is on the outward, that is what we can go with. Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.